What's up, man? Alright, guys. Today's video is titled Indian Hathi Literally Falls Head Over Heels for White Zaddy. So as you guys know by now, I'm out here in Washington, D.C. I met Sandman a couple of nights ago in Toronto. We had a two-hour-long conversation. Believe it or not, it had nothing to do with women. And now I'm in D.C. As you guys know by now, if you've been watching TFM, it's official. I'm running for President of the United States of America. I know some of you guys out there, like Coach Bitchpill, gonna get smart and say, yo, Amr, you weren't born in America. Guys, do you know what a natural born citizen is? Now, this video is not about me whooping Coach Bitchpill's ass, okay? So, behind us over there, guys, that's Virginia. All that is Virginia. This is Washington, D.C. I think I'm in the Georgetown area. The Ukrainian embassy is right over there. I actually killed two birds with one stone, you know. I got my paperwork for the presidency done. And I also got the Ukrainian paperwork done. So I've been out here for about a week. And now I'm about to go back to small town USA. So, going back to the point of this video, Indian Hathi literally falls head over heels for White Zaddy. So, here in Washington, D.C., guys, this area is known as DMV, okay? DMV doesn't stand for Department of Motor Vehicles, okay? DMV stands for D.C., Maryland, and Virginia, okay? This immediate, say, 20-mile, 30-mile, maybe 25-mile radius of the capital, it's very, very popular. It has a lot of ethnics, you know? I think I've seen more Muslims here than white people. Over us, that's a plane over us. I don't know if you guys can see it. That's the Dulles Airport over there. I don't know if you guys can see the monument. Where is that damn monument at, you know? It's right behind me, you know? They're copying off of the Egyptian pyramid, you know? That monument that looks like it belongs in Egypt right back there somewhere. Where the hell is that goddamn monument at? Probably behind my head somewhere. Anyway, you guys know what I'm talking about. There it is. No, that's not it. You guys know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about that big old monument that looks like it has a penis on top of it. That's where the capital is, anyway. That's where the capital is. That's where the airport is. That's where DC is. The airplanes, they come from over there, okay? There's a plane approaching right now. You guys gonna see a plane approaching right now from right over there. You guys probably can't see it. I'm not gonna zoom in because I'm too damn lazy. But where is that mother effing plane at? There it is, okay guys? There's a plane coming in right now, okay? It's right there. I don't know if I'm gonna sit here and wait for the plane to show up. So I'm gonna keep on talking. Whenever that plane decides to show up, it shows up. But the planes, they follow this river and they land over there in Dulles Airport. I believe that's what it's called. Anyways, so there's a plane right there. Where is it? Up, yep, there it is. There we go. So the planes, they go from here, they follow the river right behind me, and then the river takes them all the way to Dulles Airport. So they land following the river, you know. Some important tidbit of info. Well, it's not really that important, you know, if you're not a pilot, but, you know, just giving you some facts. Anyway, so, like I said, guys, this town, this city, this area, the DMV, which again is DC, Maryland, Virginia, like a 20-mile radius of the capital, guys, more ethnics than white people. And the thing is, the white people here, most of them, tranny faggots. You know, this would be a perfect place for Coach Bitchville. So anyways, so yesterday I was parking my car. By the way, guys, I'm paying $35 a day to park my car. So imagine how expensive it is to live here when you pay $35 to park a freaking car, right? Anyway, so yesterday I was parking my car and I see this Indian girl, decent looking. Guys, it's very, very difficult to find decent looking Indian people. When it comes to Indian people, either they have an ugly body and a decent face, a la Yogi Obs, who's 5'4", or they have a decent, or they have a decent body, but a fugly face, you know? So it's very, very hard to find decent looking Indian people. But this one Indian chick, dudes, this one Indian chick, yeah, she had it all, you know? She had TNA, which is tits and ass. She had curves in the right places. She had a good face. She had a good body. She had, again, curves in all the right places. And she had White Zaddy with her. Now, White Zaddy, he wasn't Chad. He was blue-eyed, blonde, white. But he was the type of a nerdy white dude, you know. Imagine Clark Kent, you know, with the glasses, sleek black back hair, you know, muscular. So she had nerd Chad. Let's leave it at that. So this Indian chick, dudes, she was literally tripping all over herself when she was with him, okay? She was giggling, she was feminine, she was... This, it would be the same Indian girl, okay, guys? This would be the same Indian girl if you were short, brown, and fugly. She'd march into Congress right over there and demand that the U.S. government put you in prison for the rest of your life. But when it comes to White Zaddy, she is tripping all over herself, you know? And the point of this video, for all of you guys who spend, you know, 10 minutes and then you bounce, is that the same girl who will cry or me to you just because she thinks you like her, come another dude, she'll be doing triple monkey backflips for him, like Coach Greg Adams says. So this video is rather very important for curry sales, Muslim sales, ethnic sales in general, is that you guys need to understand your own woman don't want you, okay? Same thing with the Asian girls, okay? I see Asian girls with White Zaddy, they're happy, okay? You see, very few ethnic women can get White Zaddy. Like, black woman, it's almost impossible for a black woman to get White Zaddy. This is why black women are so argumentative and out of pocket, simply because she can't get White Zaddy, okay? Now, any ethnic woman out there who can get White Zaddy, she ain't coming back, dudes. This is what I want you guys to understand, okay? If an ethnic woman can get with a white dude, she's not gonna come back. And if she has to come back for whatever reason, trust and believe, she's gonna hate your guts, okay? And at the same time, you guys out there, you Muslim sales, curry sales, ethnic sales, y'all gotta be fair, okay? If you had the option of getting with Stacy or getting with a short, brown, fugly ethnic woman, you're gonna take Stacy, right? So why do you guys think it's fair for you to get with Stacy if you could, but when your woman can get with Chad, you're like, oh, in the name of Allah, in the name of Buddha, you have to be with me? That's not fair, dudes, okay? So I want everybody out there who is watching this right now to understand, at the end of the day, ethnic women don't want their own kind. If they can get Zaddy, they're gonna get Zaddy. Now, I know in the Muslim world, a lot of Muslim women out there, they don't want relationships. They don't. Yeah, my battery has about 10%. I'm almost done anyways. My car is like 5-6 minutes away. By the way, guys, I got a Tesla, and Tesla sucks Yogi Obe's 2-inch Bangladeshi cock. Anyways, going back to the point of this video, okay? These same ethnic women who call themselves feminist and career ladies, when white daddy comes around, she's gonna be the most feminine woman on the face of the planet, and she's gonna stop prioritizing her career to exclusively make herself available for Chad. This is what everybody here needs to understand, okay? I cannot stress this enough. The same woman who's a boss bitch, I need no man, come the right man around, and she's all his, you know? She's gonna do a complete 180 of the way she is with you. And again, I'm repeating myself, but a lot of you guys out there don't wanna understand this, is that your own woman don't want you, okay, guys? And you can't tell them you have to be with me, all right? Even if the family forces the girl to be with one of her own kind, guess what? She's gonna go crazy, right? I made a video a couple of years ago about this Pakistani hijabi who married a good Muslim boy, and she just went ballistic. And then she started claiming that he beat her, he raped her, and the guy obviously didn't do any of that. By the way, guys, this is the Ukrainian embassy right here. See that? I was here about a couple of hours ago. Dudes, this embassy is good, okay? And this, again, this is part of the embassy of Ukraine, okay? Embassy of Ukraine. Now, it does have some historical facts. Apparently, this is where Washington met the planner or the financier of Washington, D.C., okay? The people responsible for creating Washington, D.C., this is where they met with George Washington here, if you guys want to look it up. Now, the Ukrainians have it. Anyway, so, back to what I was telling you guys a second ago. By the way, my car is down that way. $35 a day to park, okay? So what does that tell you? This is one hell of an expensive place, you know? By the way, the weather now is almost Florida bad. It's 90 plus degrees. Humidity is horrible. You know, I thought being 1,000 miles north of Florida that the weather would be somewhat decent, but boy was I wrong. This is like fucking Florida right here. Anyway, so you guys gotta get this and get this really good, okay, guys? If you're short, brown, and fugly, your own woman don't want you. In fact, your own woman don't want you, even if you're a decent ethnic cell, okay, guys? You guys gotta understand, dudes. At the end of the day, we want our kids to have the best genetics. Like Sandman famously said, women are nature's algorithm, okay? So, of course, a woman is gonna get with a dude who's gonna give her offspring the best chance of survival and thriving, okay? So, because women are indeed nature's certain algorithm, they're gonna try to get with the best possible man from a genetical perspective, okay? Now, I made a video about this a while back. A friend of mine on Instagram, he sent me this post about a girl who was married to a Muslim cell. She had a family, she had kids, and then she ended up cheating on her Muslim cell husband with Chad, had a kid with Chad, and then she totally disowned and abandoned her Muslim family. And the guy was like, how can she do that, Amr? How can she do that? By the way, guys, this is where I'm parked, okay? My car is parked right behind there. See that blue car, that blue ugly ass Tesla over there behind me? See see that blue Tesla? That's my car. And again, Tesla sucks Yogi Obe's 2-inch Bangladeshi cock. I'll be making a video about Tesla, but all by itself. Anyway, so my Muslim friend, when he sent me that post and he said, look, Amr, this hijabi, she like abandons and disowns her entire Muslim family and marries Shad and starts a whole new family with him. How can she do that? And my response to him was, how can she not do that? Because again, at the end of the day, you want superior genetic makeup. This is what you want. This is obviously what women want. Okay, guys? So I don't get upset at ethnic women who want to be with Chad. They wanna upgrade their inferior genetics. Why do you guys think that I keep on telling you, you either get with Stacy or you bribe Stacy, okay guys? I never told anybody here, oh yeah bro, it's okay for you to get with an ethnic woman. I never told anybody that, okay? Because I want everybody here watching this video to upgrade, including myself, you know? What do you think I'm going to Ukraine for, right? I want everybody watching this video to upgrade their inferior genetics. Even if you can't organically get Stacy, surrogacy, dudes, you know? So, at the end of the day, guys, as women get to have more options, they get to travel, they get to enjoy life, they get to go out. You know, look behind me, guys. Look behind me, right? Look behind me, you know? It's 5 o'clock. More people are going to start showing up. Look, dudes. You got women here in D.C. They're working comfy jobs simply because they have a vagina. They're making probably, what, $10,000 a month simply because of vagina? Why would this very same girl want to get with an ethnic cell? What's in it for her, right? Ask yourself this question, right? If I'm a decent looking girl, I'm making $8,000, $9,000, $10,000 a month, I'm in fucking DC, why would I want to get with an ethnic cell? A lot of you guys out there, you gotta start thinking like women think, okay? At the end of the day, women know their market value. This is why I tell you guys, if you want a relationship, if you want a relationship where the woman is not gonna cheat on you, get yourself an ugly woman, dudes. This is what I've been telling you for years, okay? Now, of course, it's not fair for you to get with an ugly ass woman, but hey, at least she ain't gonna screw you over, divorce you, cheat on you when she's so ugly that not even a dog can look at her. So at the end of the day, it's really imperative for you guys out there to understand that your own woman, they don't want you. It's either Chad or nothing, okay? These women are willing to go down single, childless, if they don't get Chad. This is what you guys gotta understand. And there's nothing you guys can do about that, okay? And if you try to do something about that, they're gonna end up hating you even more. They're gonna end up wanting to destroy you even more, you know? When I divorced the hoe of a wife, you know, the ex-wife, I had people all over the world, you know, whether it's in Egypt, in America, in Colombia, on the internet. I had people all over the world tell me, yo, Amr, that bitch would have fucked Chad on day number one when she came to America. And my answer was like, hell yeah, she would have, you know? So would I be upset? Hell no, I ain't upset. She's trying to update her inferior genetics. That's all there is to it, dudes. That's all there is to it. I don't blame her. I mean, if you had the option, you'd do the same thing too, right? Yeah. So at the end of the day, guys, don't get upset at women. Don't say, oh my God, I'm a good Muslim boy. I pray 5 times a day. You know, I give to charity. And here's my hijabi, you know, hopping on Shad's cock, you know. She's looking out for the best genetic makeup for her offspring. That's, you know, imagine if humanity actually, if God created woman to actually care for a person depending on his personality, you know, how nice he is. Humanity wouldn't be where it is today. Imagine if a woman fell in love with somebody like Coach Pitchpill, you know? That would have been the end of humanity right there, right? So at the end of the day, guys, you really can't blame women for the way they act, okay? You really can't blame them. Like TFM said, women are great, women are amazing, women are beautiful. You just have to accept their nature, okay? You're not gonna change their nature. And for all of you Muslim sellers out there who believe, you know, you can put women back in the kitchen and that you can take away their cell phone and then they're gonna love you, it's not gonna happen, dudes. It really isn't gonna happen, okay? Women just, see, women today are a lot like a cat that got the opportunity to go outside. It's not gonna come back indoors, okay? That cat might come back indoors when it's too dangerous for it outside or it wants to eat, okay? This is why women who get into too much debt or women who are about to hit the wall, this is why they get married. It has nothing to do with love. It's just that it's too dangerous for them outside, so they want to seek temporary shelter with some Beta Bucks Deluxe provider. And this is why the guy is like, oh my God, I thought she loved me. Now she's trying to like take over my business, my 401k. She's trying to do all this horrible stuff to me. What's going on? It's like, yeah, dude, she never loved you. She was in it totally for the money. And now she wants to take as much from you as possible before she goes her own way. It is what it is, dudes, you know? It is what it is. This is why I'm telling you guys out there watching this video that, in all honesty, you guys out there should, again, at the end of the day, guys, it's going to be looks. That's how it is. It's everything is going to go around looks, okay? So, if you actually want a decent-looking girl, you got to have looks, you got to have money, you got to have status, okay, guys? LMS, looks, money, status. If you're short, brown, and fugly, I honestly don't know what to tell you, dudes. I mean, I see Indian people here all the time, dudes. You know? What am I going to tell him? You know? You're short, you're brown, you're fugly, you're fucking Pajit. What am I going to tell you, dude? I mean, honestly, what can I tell you? You know? You can't go from 5'4 to like 6 feet. That's impossible. The color of your skin, you know, my skin, at least my skin, I get to like glow a little bit. I get to have some gloss. Your Indian skin, it doesn't gloss. Your phenotype is fugly, you know. It's not like you can do a nose job and everything is fine and dandy like cotton candy. You know, they probably have to like cut your head off and put a new head on your shoulders, you know. So again, at the end of the day, man, for a lot of dudes out there, for a lot of ethnic sales out there, it's not going to work, guys. So for a lot of you guys out there, the best you can hope for, especially, you know, there's a reason why you Indian people are good with computers. There's a reason why you Arabs live on top of an oil well. Look, you may not organically get Stacy, but you know what? You have the money to bribe Stacy. So at the end of the day, guys, vast majority of you guys, like 85% of you guys, surrogacy, aka bribing Stacy to have your child, that might be the only option you have. Anything else than that, either you're gonna get rejected vehemently, or you're just gonna be a Beta Bucks Deluxe to some Sharmuta. Alright, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and we'll see you in the next one. Peace.